Noting a quorum has arrived, we could actually convene the local station board meeting. I want to welcome listener sponsors and other listener sponsors, members of the community, members of the board. Welcome. This is the KPFK local station board meeting Tuesday, September 28th at the Southern California Library of Social Studies and Research, and we're very pleased to be back in this treasure, this community treasure. The first agenda item, welcome, we've done that, call to order, call to roll, Grace Aaron,
here.
David Adelson,
here.
Sarah Amir,
here.
Maria Armudian, Marie Geary, Jim De Eugenio, Niall El Ranivani, thank you, is here? Okay. Israel Foyer.
Good work. Present.
Bill Gallegos. Sherna Gluck.
Here.
Jan Goodman.
Here.
Terry Goodman.
Here.
Jane Halloran. Sonali Kalhatkar.
Here.
Alan Minsky. Ed Pearl.
Here.
Margaret Prescott.
Almost here.
Leslie Radford.
Here.
Julie Rodriguez.
Here.
Madeline Schwab, Fernando Valesquez, Donna Warren,
here.
Harrison Wild,
here.
Don White,
here.
Fernando is here
now.
And Fernando Valesquez is present. Eva Georgia, Sarah Simone Wyatt. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. We do have a quorum, so this is a legal body at this point. Next thing on this agenda is review and approval of the agenda. I'll make some alterations, just slight alterations. We hope that agenda item 1 will be short, and then I'm proposing that we take agenda item 2. Oh, wait a moment. There's a strange formation here. This is what the computers do. Actually, it will be agenda item 2 will be the upcoming Pacifica National Board meeting. I propose that we go until 8:55 with that. 8:55. And then town hall meeting, that's 12 minutes. That would take us to about at 9:12, nominations and elections, TLSB women to the IPC, 12 minutes, public comment for 30, and then about 12 minutes to vote on any motions. I might say that the board has passed a policy that we hear public comment before we vote. Is there any objection to accepting? Yes, Marie.
Does that mean we're going to be here next?
Yes, it's a meeting scheduled to end exactly at 10. We must leave at 10 o'clock.
That's our result for 9:30.
Yeah.
Well, no, that would be fine, but people will have to... when you start at 7:30, you thought we would get out at 9:30? Yeah, well, there's no way we can do the business we have to do and get out of here.
Pretty close to 10 o'clock, so we have to get started.
I'm sorry, could you speak up? What did you
say? You're really butting up awfully close to 10 o'clock, like 5 minutes leeway.
There's no leeway. That's why we...
Somebody else has to get trimmed more.
We have to what?
Get trimmed.
Okay, well, this is why we have an agenda item. Review and approval of the budget, of the agenda. Would you like to end the discussion of the Pacific National Board at 8:45?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I'd like to set time.
Well, that's what we're trying to do. Shall we end the discussion of the National Board 8:45?
Yes.
Okay. We'll end it at 8:45, and then that will give us 12 minutes. We'll still be before 9 o'clock. Now, that will work if we just change that one. And then we have 12 minutes for the town hall meeting, 12 minutes for the LSB nominations to the IPC, public comments for 30, and then we hope that just 10 minutes to vote and get out. David.
As much as I want to leave early, and I am exhausted right now, we spent all this effort to get here, and I just definitely you know, I just would like to add 15 more minutes to that national discussion. I would like the whole board really on board, and also maybe talking to other boards. If people will be willing to tolerate it, it's 15 more minutes. It could make a difference.
Okay, well, this is what the original agenda was. I'm going to take a straw poll. Okay, let's have a couple comments before we take a straw poll. I actually saw, Jan and then Harrison.
I'd like to propose.
And then Israel.
15 minutes of public comment involved in the national board meeting discussion, so that would, instead of 30 at the end, include so that people, we could hear some of the public comment relating to the national board meeting.
Well, the chair was actually hoping that that would come, that we're not voting on anything until...
No, but I'm saying...
All right. Let's resolve the first and next. We have now two proposals to change the agenda. Let's deal with them one at a time. I'm going to recognize Harrison, Israel, and Sarah, and then we have two proposals to alter the agenda. Harrison.
And I wish you would spend 30 seconds a minute, I don't know what, just to see if we can't approve a referral of the fee waivers to the outreach committee. Otherwise, the people that have applied will not be allowed to vote. There has to be a case-by-case review of those.
Right. I understand Harrison's concern. There are a very small number of fee waiver letters and applications. Maybe we can deal with that. Well, we have three, so we're going to deal with these. We're going to deal with these one at a time.
So we waive the reading of the mission statement?
Yes.
Time.
Is there any objection to waiving the reading of the mission statement?
No.
Good. Maria is not here, so we can run that. Okay, here are the three. Let's do a straw vote. This is just a straw vote. How many want to add 15 minutes, which would return it basically to the original agenda, David's proposal,
9 p.m.
that we end agenda item on upcoming Pacific Financial Board, we end that at 9 p.m. Those in favor of that, raise your hand. We don't have the chart. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Opposed? 1, 2. Abstentions? Okay. 1, 2, 3. Now,
4.
Was there a 4? Okay. Who is taking the minutes right now?
You are.
Maybe someone, could someone volunteer to help? Are you doing it, Margo? Can you do it? Okay, there are three hands around.
10, 2, and 4.
And that's what I thought.
Okay, good. Margo, we appreciate your help here. Okay, we're going to end that then at 9 o'clock. The second proposal was to divide the public comment 15 minutes and 15 minutes. 1 15 minutes after the PNB and 1 15 minutes as it appears in the agenda.
I'd like to draw a poll from the listeners on this one.
I'm sorry?
I'd like to draw a poll from the listeners on
this one. No problem. There's absolutely no problem. Listener sponsors, I'm going to ask, how many would like to break the public comment into two parts, 15 minutes each? Raise your hands. Those who would like to keep it at a block of 30 minutes, raise your hands. Okay, members of the board, is that clear? Thank you. That's a good idea. Okay, so we have that divided. The third is, I'm going to propose right before public comment, it appears as agenda item 6 on your agenda, but you know what? It's actually 5, but you may study this agenda and see there's an error. Just before agenda item 6, a 2-minute agenda item, 2 minutes on referring fee waivers to the outreach committee. The bylaws determine and demand that they be dealt with on a case-by-case basis. I think there are 6 that are pending, and that those go to outreach. And we'll ask Harrison to make that motion. We have a new agenda, so anyone else? Sure.
I would just like to point out that That in and of itself takes us to 9:56 with no votes on motion.
This is what we were trying to correct when people voted. Yes.
I was missing the so-called back.
Oh, yes.
Is that setting a rough time is sufficient. Let's proceed. If we try to refine it theoretically,
yes,
it's not going to work out practically. Let's
right.
proceed. Then we can always add or adjust time as we go along.
Right. And we're going
to
try to
do it in advance like it's unrealistic.
Okay. And I'm going to ask Sarah to stop us at 9 o'clock on the dot. No matter what we're doing, we must stop at 9 o'clock. You stop me. Chair recognizes Sonali.
I just want to make a very brief comment. I'm suffering from a lower back injury, and I may need to be in the middle, but I want to really be here for the bulk of the discussion of CNBC.
Okay, well, that's going to go ahead right now. Okay, let's look. Chair entertains.
Before we do that, could I ask, since Terry has expressed maybe he doesn't have time to do the minutes, that Margo write up the notes that she's written over the past several meetings and distribute them to us as minutes, as draft minutes?
I'd like us not to deal with that now.
Yeah, I think it could get a little, it's a little more complex maybe. I'm hoping that the secretary and the assistant secretary can maybe work that out.
Okay. I would like to see some resolution to that. We're all starting to rely on memory on what we voted on at this point, and I think we're going to get in big trouble that way.
A chair would entertain a motion to approve the agenda as changed, altered, and
second.
Those in favor signify by raising your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. Opposed? Abstentions? It's unanimous. The agenda is approved. Let's move to agenda item. Actually, it's agenda item 2, but it appears to be 3 on here.
For the record, we have no minutes to approve at this meeting.
Well, let's take a look at that.
We do. I'd love to see them.
Okay, the secretary. Do we have minutes to approve?
Yes.
We did.
Yeah, we did have minutes at the last meeting. Roughly.
Those are not minutes. We have minutes from long ago.
No, I guess so.
Well, the National Board wants to admit.
Okay.
May we move forward and do this at the end of the National Board discussion once he has a chance to get it out?
Yeah.
The minutes of April 13th and May 8th were distributed after those meetings and have not yet been approved.
If you have copies, if you redistribute them, we can discuss them after the PNB meeting.
I don't have copies for everybody. No.
Okay, I believe this will become complex. I think all of us need to go back. You distributed them by email to all board members?
That's correct. Yes.
But that was in April?
No.
Mr. Chair, can we move on to the agenda?
Yeah, well, we're trying to do that. I will remind the board that Leslie asked if there were minutes. So I think it was in order to ask. So we asked there were minutes. Now what we're trying to do is determine how to handle those minutes. I think we should handle them later. Let's go to the second agenda item. And I'm going to ask the directors once again to enrich our understanding of this meeting, August 1, 2, and 3 in Washington.
Awesome. My suggestion would be that we at least those people were here when they read out the agenda. The people start listing aspects of the PNB that they think are important for us to reflect on. Because we're not going to be able to have a discussion on everything. What jumps out in people's mind? Maybe it's the Radio for Peace International thing. I don't know.
And I'm going to say, we're not going to abide too much by Robert's Rules of Order here. This is going to be a discussion.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. You're welcome. And what we'll do is we'll just kind of informally call on people and so on. For sure.
I'm looking forward to Sally's suggestion. I think it's critical that the PNB delegates know how we feel about things. If we could really be disciplined and go around and in 1 minute say the items that concern us and the notion of what we individually would like to see that might lead us to a productive discussion?
Is there any objection to that recommendation? Do people need to be refreshed as to the key issues that are going to be controversial?
I think the discussions that really have the most latitude to them and in which the issues are going to be sort of the most complex and involved are going to be the issue of the national program director and the race and nationality proposal. And I'd like to propose that we block off 20 minutes for each of those and leave the remainder for the other issues, each of which I think are going to be dispensed with much more quickly. Because whatever you want to say about the RFPI proposal, there's no budget for $200,000. You know,
okay.
We have our own resolution that we passed already on the race and nationality policy. Several meetings ago, right?
Right, but the issue is there's going to be, well, there was some discussion about it, but there's going to be a lot of discussion in play. There's 90 minutes on the agenda for this issue. The race and nationality policy calls for some personnel to be hired, all sorts of things. So it's going to be complex.
Our motion that we passed?
Okay, you know, we're wasting time thinking. I'm going to get us started, if you don't mind. I'm going to ask the directors. They're proposing a gigantic salary for a national program director, right? What are the pros and cons of such a huge outlay for that position? And what are the issues people are debating? Now, here are some hands before we go ahead.
This is a quick question. Following up David's comments, I want to know if the other three representatives to a national and agree with his statement about the nature of that particular issue, first of all.
Well, they all have a chance to speak.
Well, just that.
Wait.
We know what we're dealing with.
No,
so the director,
I think we need to ask the question. Yeah. Because not all of us have been privy to the call. You know, that came out of a certain committee. So, you know, I have some questions myself. Who thought of it? You know, where did it come from? What was the criteria?
Okay. Well, then why don't we start with it? Marie, yes.
I need to understand, what are the top three issues? Dave, can you briefly, 30 seconds?
Yeah, I think the hiring of the national program director, the race and nationality, and the budget approval process specifically as it relates to WBAI and the implications for the whole network. Because what starts happening is, and I just want to motivate that because I didn't say it before. The national budget is dependent on a certain percentage of central services, and it's already close to a deficit budget, if not a deficit budget. So if things, depending on how things shape, it could cause problems for the national budget, but depending on what we do with WBAI, it could have a lot of ramifications politically.
Can I propose that we start with the first item and go from there?
So you're saying the program director?
The program director and
that's what I was trying to do. I agree with you.
Okay.
Let's begin with that, and we'll hear from all four directors.
I seriously object. I was the one that asked for this kind of meeting.
Okay.
That, and what we want is we want them to know what our thought is.
Yes.
Now, do you want to speak now then? Tell them.
Okay, I will.
The chair will recognize you.
But I would like all of us, we're to give them feedback for us to come together to arrive at positions for them.
Yeah.
With my intention of the resolution. Okay. I object to national program director. I object to national programming but done by a program director. Our best national programming has not been what has been generated by a single person, but when the stations have coordinated and each have contributed. So from my point of view, it goes to the issue that Dave raised, that we need policy first about national programming. What's happening is more and more grabbed by the national office to do more and more in a centralized fashion instead of the power residing at the state.
food stocks back in
Okay, I can help you.
Yeah, I think we will.
Is anyone keeping time?
Yes, we are keeping time. Actually, Sarah Amir has agreed to do so.
Okay, I'm listening.
You need to
No, I got it. And
no, Shorter, are you finished?
Well, it's the one
thing. Yeah, I was just asking. Shorter, are you finished, right?
Yes.
David has the floor.
Okay.
Yeah, the issue about national program director, the ICMB approved the position, and the position was basically intended to have the following administrative responsibilities: over archives, over the affiliates program, over the development, over some of the national special events, and the possibility of developing national programming. One of the issues is to have an affiliates program, you have to have something to give affiliates. While I understand the point and I have my own issues, there is an argument, and there will be board members compelled by the arguments that we need, that just in order to develop national programming policy, we need a person whose job it is to sort of tend to that. I think some of the issues are this person doesn't have a budget. I'm a little concerned that a given vision gets implemented before we've had the discussion. I think you could use some of that money for national producers, for a couple of producers per program. You could pay two producers for what it costs for one national director. The hiring process is a big issue. We have search committees here. The question is, what's the policy? If we made a national program, what's the rule about whether stations have to carry it? We had a 4 o'clock program. Was that bump off our 4 o'clock drive time? How much time do we need to work this stuff out? I think, and also, it would be possible to put a pot of money for requests for proposals. So if people had a proposal to do something, we'd have that pot of money available for granted. I think it would take us maybe 6 months to deal with this, and my own idea is that one of the most likely outcomes would be that we might agree that the hire would be delayed from January to June while we focus on this development.
Next speaker.
Ed. Yeah, I am very wary of this proposal because after describing the archives and the affiliate programs immediately, the major discussion issue presented is the implementation of the national programs. And we have not had, number one, on a practical level, here we are, everyone fighting for airtime for many communities of our city, of our signal area. And to the idea of preempting or co-opting or taking time away from that desperate need locally seems insane. I think particularly because it's volatile politically and within these four walls. So I want to make sure that if the archives, I'm all for it. If affiliates, go to it, so on and so forth. But no national programming change without a serious discussion by this body before anything, and input from listeners, these town halls and so on, up to the national level.
Thank you. Next
speaker. Well, I disagree with this anti-national sentiment. The flagship program of KPFA that people love and listen to most consistently in every community that I talk to is Amy Goodman's Development. But I think that the idea that national programming is per se bad, you know, it's something that I don't agree with. Second of all, I think if you need to have a national program director in, you know, before you start having money to do stuff, to be developing things and to think about things. And one of the things that I think a national program director could do very well is to look at local programs that are being produced around the country and coordinate people sharing programs around the country. And, I think that we probably have some programs that are good programs that are worth distributing nationally, and I'm sure other stations have the same thing. And it doesn't mean that the programs have to be produced and mandated, but I think you know, that unless somebody's thinking about these things, it won't happen. And
30 seconds.
And I think that we should be thinking about national programming. I'm thinking that people are like this anti-government thing. Well, government is supposed to serve the people. The national office should be serving the local stations, and it's not necessarily a bad thing. And I think we need to rethink that.
Thank you. Next speaker.
Wow. See, I sort of come down on Ed's point almost because of what you're saying. And my thinking about this is that, you know, there's the Pacifica National Network. It's made up of 5 stations, and there's a bunch of affiliated stations. David, I believe you're on the technology committee. Okay, clearly the way that people are consuming, or whatever you want to call it, the, thank you. Let's call it the thing. They're dividing their audio.
Same with the ears.
Right, yeah. Yeah, however they're processing, listening to, consuming their audio is changing because of technology. There are already things out there that allow you to effectively TiVo your audio. But again, I think precisely because the technology is changing, there's a possibility that Pacifica could have a slate of shows that are put out through Pacifica.org. And however, I really think that it's contingent, especially since we're not exactly out of the fiscal crisis, PNB, to devise a plan as to what this programming director will be doing, make clear, given the fact that there's a fiscal crisis, and what Ed said as well. I mean, the fear of imposition of national programming that somebody is a producer at KPFK is quite real. And, you know, it comes down 2 days before, 4 days before, stuff like that. So I really think it would be wise for the Pacifica Network to, you know, move into this sort of technological cutting edge. And once that is clearly outlined, and maybe we're in less of a fiscal crisis, then we have a programming director. But I don't think it makes a whole lot of sense until that's outlined in terms of what the whole overarching idea is for a program director to be doing.
Thank you. Next speaker.
Harrison.
I think this is the double whammy of centralization. And yeah. I felt for a great long time that the future strength of Pacifica rests in activating people at the grassroots, more programmers, more involved listeners, and the opposite tendency is for centralization. And in this case, we get both centralization of finances and programs. We get the decision making, we get the national office taking more finances into their control. And we also get the move towards programming under their authority. And I think all of the arguments against this move are right and accurate, but I think that we need to consider that we don't want a centralized structure. And this is a serious move in that direction.
Thank you. Next speaker.
Leslie. I'm going to agree with Ed and Sherna and Harrison on all of this. I don't think this is premature. I don't think it should be done at all, quite frankly. We're talking here about setting up an incredibly powerful position within the network, a remarkably powerful position. Probably, given that we're in the business of programming, the public face of this position will be stronger than the ED or the CFO. I have no interest in countenancing that and seeing that happen. The archives, the affiliates are being handled now. If we want to talk about distribution of local programming, let's send it all to the server and our PDs can go through it and pick out what they can use. I don't think we need another human being, pay $75,000 a year to pull the material off the common server. Centralized programming is antithetical to community-based radio, period. You cannot have both. It's either going to be community-based or it's going to be centralized. I vote for community-based.
Thank you. Next speaker.
Israel.
No. Indeed, this is the kind of discussion we need to have in depth here more than this time and at all the other stations to input to the national. I'm sorry, even for this brief discussion, we don't have, I'm not blaming anybody, we don't have the manager and the program director. They should be in on this as well. But I think it's wrong to pose it in the abstract, centralization versus community. That's not the issue to me. The issue is, what is the nature, the content, the substance, and what's the audience, and what's the outcome we want to have? That's the focus. And then, in terms of our resources, in the full sense of the word, including possible programs and so on, how can we realistically functionally put together things, either from local to be shared nationally or from national, local. In short, get away from the idea, not that there isn't a real danger of centralization, not saying that, but we shouldn't frame this discussion that way. And I'm distressed by this. A new position is the first step in dealing with it. I agree with, if you framed it correctly, Dave, and I agree with your framing, namely the idea of starting with a $75,000 a year program director without having all this kind of factual and policy input is ridiculous. And for $150, told, did I hear you right, to outreach to get this person? This match with someone having someone in mind already, in which case, I'm sorry, it sounds that way, but well, it sounds like to me, and I don't like that either. It's unreal.
30 seconds.
So this is, we need to examine all this full complex realistically, carefully, in each statement and nationally, and then, and only then, see whether or not we need a program director nationally or not.
I have Donna, Sonali, Dave, Grace, Madeline, and Terry. Anybody else?
Fernando. Now, let me just say, I'm giving 2 minutes. Was that our agreement? 2 minutes?
One minute.
Alright. Yeah, okay. It's going to be a short. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you agree.
I can keep
time
for you.
Oh, no, I can keep time. I just had the amount of time wrong. We're talking about 1 minute. Go ahead.
Okay,
Donna.
Thanks
a lot.
Okay. I am not opposed to the idea of a national programming director if that person is to facilitate. I'm just wondering, since I'm on the National Programming Committee, why I didn't even hear about this position until I read the agenda. Now, I thought kind of what we wanted and how we set up the committee were directors from this board and members from the LSB who would get together and try to make these kind of decisions. So I'm trying to figure out who even suggested the National Program Director and why. In short, I will say that position, if we can afford it, may be good. But it's not good now. We need to really see if we can afford it. We need to see how this person is going to work with the National Programming Committee. And we don't need this person to take charge. We need this person maybe as a facilitator, but only if we can afford him or her.
Can I just provide an answer to your question? Well, let's see. How about the staff? We'll come back. Yeah, okay. Next speaker.
Number of points. We don't have any kind of a policy for national programming, and I think we desperately need that, and I do think that should come before any discussion of hiring a national program director. Having actually been part of some of the recent national programming, it was extremely discretionary, very chaotic, no formal policies. Sometimes some policies would be expressed verbally. Everything was done by the skin of its teeth. And Margaret, I'm sure you can attest to that. You've been part of it too. Everything, you know, gets pulled off somehow miraculously by the last minute. It's not a good way to do radio. And we really desperately need a national programming policy. I would be very much in favor of having a method of
20 seconds.
Okay. I think we should have, for example, when we do national programming, rotating producers that would have the ability to produce programming nationally, once every few years, and the next time an opportunity comes up, somebody else around the network or an affiliate gets a chance to do it. I also think affiliate stations are amazing resources that are not being accounted for. and we need to think about them. And we already do have a distribution port for national programming. It's called audioport.org.
Thank you. You've got an extra 10 seconds, sir. I'm too weak. Okay. Next speaker, Dave.
Yeah. This came about, it was approved by the ICMB. It showed up in the budget. I found that when we were going line by line through the budget, and when I raised a ruckus about it on the list, I got challenged that, like, I was talking out of school for raising the issue at this late date. And I'm very disturbed by it. Now, the board member has posted in response to the letter that I sent to you all that, this is a classic example of the programming committee not doing what it was supposed to do and then at the last minute complaining that we're moving forward. And I see this as a crucial issue of the executive versus the governance. I don't view it that way. I flip it. I say it's the executive's responsibility to engage that process and be sure the discussion has got happened so that we can move forward, because otherwise it creates a strong interest on behalf of the executive to just allow government dysfunction to not deal with any issue. So as long as there's dysfunction, and how hard is that to accomplish, then the executives just move it forward any which way. And there's a dynamic on the board which says, you're just trying to micromanage. No, I'm trying to engage the executives in a discussion about
thank you, Dave. We appreciate that.
I'm free. Policy.
Great.
Okay, I agree with Dave and Sonali. I think that this should be postponed until we know what programming direction we're going to be going in nationally. The next thing is, I think that the LSC and the PND have to get together so that we have the strength and commitment to fire people if we don't like their performance. They're our employees. That's our job. We shouldn't be hiring until we figure out if we're ever going to be able to get the guts to fire anybody or to demand performance from our employees. Okay, and the next thing is we've got to look potentially at the WBAI situation, because that may drag us all down if it gets too bad. We may not have any money at all to have a programming director or anything. I think that national programming is important. It has its place. It doesn't destroy local programming. It's kind of silly for five stations to be doing the same thing when one station could be. So the two are not mutually exclusive.
Thank you.
Madeline?
We just dug ourselves out of almost a takeover, and I just have this feeling we could be heading down this road again.
Yes.
And we have to be so cautious. And as Jerry Cookie said in the producers' meeting today, we had $1 million fundraising. Where's the surplus? What comes back to KPFK? Mm-hmm. It's to me that first the well-being of the stations needs to be taken care of, and then maybe. I don't even want to say maybe. First, well-being of the local stations. And I think we should be very wary. And I now understand why boards of directors only pay the treasurer. They don't put anybody else in paid position. I understand that now.
Thank you.
Okay, you need a national programming director if you're going to set a direction for national programming. We could have a proof of concept test of the concept on an interim part-time basis at no cost to the foundation, simply by offering the authority of that position to the director of the Pacific Radio Archive or his designate.
Thank you. Next speaker.
Fernando.
Well, we had national programming for many, many years, and we didn't have a program director, first of all. Number two, we have audio ports and we have the Pacific Archives for national distribution. I understand the audio port is the total access to audio port, and that all we have to do is just redesign the website and audio port, so whatever lobbying and pitching and promotion that we need to do, it can happen in the internet because we have access to it. But I think considering some WBAI's financial situation, it will be stupid of us to approve additional expenditures to hire an extra person with WBAI kind of thinking.
Not only that, we only have 32 minutes for the entire rest of the PMB discussion.
That's right, and the chair will remind us.
We have done
Julie, Margaret, and David.
I thought, I thought you were supposed to stop at 9 no matter what.
There's some issues.
But wait a moment, but it's not 9.
Well, we have two other issues. 8:25.
Yeah.
There are two other issues that we have.
I think that we've come to a consensus.
Yeah.
The chair would entertain a motion. The problem we have here, we won't vote until after public comment. But the chair would entertain a motion that would encapsulate the thinking, if that is the will of the body.
Well,
my comment here, am I next?
You're next. Judy,
I'm sorry. What was that?
David.
Do you want your
question?
Oh,
who's next on this?
John is next. You.
Okay.
Judy, Margaret, and David. That's it.
Okay, my very brief comment. I won't even time myself. It seems like program directors at all of the stations should be in touch with each other. If there's something worth broadcasting in another signal area, when Margaret Prescott got an exclusive first interview with the First Lady of Haiti, hopefully that went to the entire network. I mean, even if it wasn't live, it should have been distributed. So program directors need to be talking to each other. The other point I would make is when there's remote special programming, like the protests at the Republican National Convention, I believe a producer should be put in charge who's been kind of trained to do that kind of coordination. Both at the Democratic Convention and the Republican Convention, all I heard was how chaotic and disorganized it was. So instead of paying $100,000 or something to a national program director, we should train our own people how to organize a remote gavel-to-gavel type coverage. Next speaker.
Julie.
Well, I just want to agree with a lot of the sentiments that were said. One, the budgetary issues. I mean, I don't think that we can really consider the position considering the financial crisis that we're in. And two, I mean, I like some of the ideas that came up here in terms of how do we use our existing resources in terms of human resources to accomplish what we were hoping this national program director would accomplish. And I think without a clear understanding of what the job responsibilities would be and the duties, I think it would be really difficult for me to vote, you know, in favor of approving something like this because it's not clearly defined, it's not really outlined.
Thank you. Next speaker.
I would encourage the directors not only to take a position of postponing something like this, but really to actively oppose it because I do think it agrees with a lot of what has been said and remembering also what Harrison reminded us of in terms of community-based radio. And also, you know, it's very aggravating when you are doing programming on no budget at all. You're hosting, you're producing, you're doing everything, and you're trying to do quality programming. And you are in contrast with national programming, you know, with budgets of $800,000 or whatever. I mean, rather than put money into developing the kinds of programs Ed and others are talking about, where we're trained, where we get the skills to do that kind of program, and frankly, that really is the future of it. In communities all over this country, people are going to be setting up their own radios anyway that we're going to be competing with. So go in the direction of using audio port and the rest of it, and meanwhile, putting the resources on the ground so that we would be able to do the kind of community programming. And it doesn't mean you cut out any of the national programming, but that you retrain our people to precisely have the skills to do that. That's all. So oppose it. I'll postpone it. Think about it. It really goes in the opposite direction, I think, from what Pacifica should be about.
Political reality check. If all four of us, we have four votes this way, we have four votes. I know of four other votes that I'm certain will go this way. We have to, this is not an issue before any other local board, right? Nobody else in the network is talking about it. There's been a little traffic on the TMB list. There's going to be immense pressure from the executive. You guys are trying to micromanage. We're trying to move ahead. There's going to be immense pressure. The political reality is getting our votes is not going to do it. We can all four go in there, and with the other folks, four votes, I know, vote. No, we may not get it. So people got to get on the phone to other places and mobilize lists and all the things we all know how to do and say this is an issue. Now, in terms of the specific proposal, that money has been put
in the budget. It's in the budget. What to do with that money? I want to argue in favor of a request for proposals pot of money. So if Margaret has an idea to do a national pass, we have a pot of $110,000. She writes a proposal and, well, what to do on the issue of national programming. We do want some things to have national distribution. A pot of money that allows anybody in the network to get access to portions of that money to move forward on particular projects lets you see where the talent is and lets you try different things. So I would like support for that. But we got to mobilize politically.
Don, I have a reason that I think captures the consensus.
Okay.
The thing is that Leslie wants to make a motion. And if you...
I suspect Sharon and I are much in accord. Mine is simple, not having heard Dave's proposal. It is that our directors not support funding for a national program director at this time. Do you have anything more complicated than that?
Yeah. Mine is that the DNB delayed the decision. With regard to a national program director until the National Programming Committee has developed policy on national programming, so that we make clear where the decisions should be made that has to do with the issue of centralization.
Okay, now the chair just needs to know. Okay, Sharna has moved and Leslie has withdrawn her motion and seconded Sharna. Now we're open to discussion on the motion. Okay, one moment. Is there one moment? Okay.
I just have a point of information.
The question has been called. Is there a second to the call of the question? Okay, you know, the chair is going to keep that on hold for a moment. There's a clarifying question or something?
Yeah. Well, the question is just in terms of implementation. If we don't get that, or if the discussion moves, what happens?
That's a contingency that we really can't deal with here. Excuse me. The question has been called for. The question has been seconded. Those in favor of calling the question and ending debate, just raise your hand. Okay. So there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. Opposed? 1. Abstentions? Okay, it looks like 17, 4, 1 opposed, and no abstentions. Okay. I guess that would be 18. That calls the question and ends debate. Those in favor of...
Excuse me.
On your agendas, that will be the very last agenda item, LSB voting, and I'm making a list of the issues that we must vote on at the end of the meeting. And incidentally, we must vote on those. Okay, chair recognizes... Now, the chair recognizes Margaret Prescott. Is that
no, I'm sorry, I was just noting that I was now Leslie Radford.
All right, I'm done.
Oh my God, I'm flattered. Okay, Niall, chair recognizes...
I want to make a suggestion, and if I need to make a movement, I will. My suggestion would be that we actually hear comments from listeners immediately after this discussion, and then we do the
We did decide that.
If we do that now, and I don't know what the time period is, but if we do it right now, listen to them, and then we vote, because otherwise we end up never voting on anything because it gets push, and people start leaving and we don't have a quorum.
Yeah, we've already decided, but it comes at the end of the agenda item, not after each specific item in the agenda.
What Niall is suggesting is that we also vote at that time on the
Okay, well, this changes it slightly. Let's get a straw poll, a vote. How many would like to go? Now, we have to time listener sponsors' comments so that it's 15 minutes and 15, or at least find a way to time them, or we will not get out of here at 10 o'clock. How many want to have listener comments on this vote right now before we, and then vote? Okay, how many want to finish the agenda item on PMB meeting and then hear listener comments, then vote? Raise your hand. Okay, we'll consider this a straw vote, and so we will actually postpone the voting until after the agenda item and after the first 15 minutes of listener comments. Okay, the second item, we've only dealt with one item. The second item...
And we only have 20 minutes.
We only have 20 minutes, so...
25 minutes.
Okay, would the directors go to the second important issue, or do board members want to pose questions about an issue?
The second is on this.
What is the second one?
Well, I think it's the most wide-ranging discussion with the lead player is the race and nationality policy. And I think the budget discussion is going to be kind of constrained. The WBA thing is too, we don't have time. But the race and nationality policy is important. I brought copies for anybody that
has. Did anyone want to get the resolution? We can't hear.
And point of clarification, I want to know, I thought that we had already said, I thought Marie had suggested three, and we went on with that. Is that one of the ones you suggested?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. Race and nationality. Okay.
Okay, Leslie.
Leslie, go ahead.
Actually, going back to the comment you made about do we want to open this up more generally, I would hope that our directors, seeing that we don't have an executive session tonight, will listen to LSB members who might want to write to them about the executive director. That is a critical issue. I was hoping we could go into executive session and get a sense of this LSB about that. That didn't happen. They're going to be voting, apparently, to recommend or not recommend the executive director, and I would hope that individual LSB members, as well as listeners, would write to our directors directly, with their thoughts on that very, very crucial issue.
Okay. Israel?
Just following up on that, but to what effect? I mean, yeah. What's the issue?
Whether to
retain them, or
retain
them,
or
give them a contract, or not retain them. Obviously, we haven't the time or the information to regard with that at the moment, right now. But
well,
we need to frame what the issue is, at least.
There's an assessment, but it's confidential.
Right,
and that's the problem. It's all been done in executive session.
We can't talk about it.
Asking everybody who has an opinion to please contact us.
Whether it's based on information or not.
Why don't we take a straw poll right now of the LSB to see who wants to retain and who wants to
retain. We can't do that.
We cannot do this as a personnel issue that would have to be executive session. No, I'm going to recognize Ed Pearl because I think he wants to get us back on track here. Ed.
This is
I
was merely going to ask why haven't we had the information and a private meeting that was called for. I was just bugging my mind that we haven't. But anyway, I don't know what to do because they're going to decide this weekend on something that we have no input and then
we can leave.
As just everybody knows,
no information.
Okay, we can leave. Now, people, let me just, before I recognize the next, there is, as you know, an executive review committee that is considering this a personnel issue. I'm on the committee. Sonali's on the committee. Jim's is on the committee. We had a meeting tonight. It was all in executive session because this is a personnel issue. However, an assessment instrument has been devised and circulated, and the PMD will have data on assessment of the ED. Can I say that much? And then the PMD will have to... Yeah, that's right. So let's refocus on the other two items I think that Marie wanted to, and we're now looking at the race and nationality items.
Can I ask could we have an executive session on paper where we have a motion and we pass it around?
It would be discriminatory because if you make motions without any information outside of any process, then I believe that would be a problem.
On that decision on the national level until people on the local board have a chance. Why?
Because the
okay,
money so, was spent to have a certain process.
Yeah. You know, I'm going to actually just rule that we should end the discussion over the evaluation and return to items we actually can have an influence over. We would have to go into executive session for any personnel issue. The issue now, as I understand it, Marie, is the race and nationality. Let's go to anyone who wishes to speak on that and to inform our directors how they feel they should act on it. Who's next on the stack?
A summary of what is it that means to
summarize. A summary, okay.
Can we see the motion that this LSV already passed?
I believe I have some wording here that Madeline just handed me, if that's helpful.
Yeah.
It says, whereas the Inter-Pacific National Board approved the Race and Nationality Guidelines on June 23rd, 2002, and ordered their implementation on September 21, 2003, and whereas the Pacifica Race and Nationality Policy has not been implemented, and whereas at the July 26th PNB meeting, the PNB agreed that at its next regular meeting, the Pacifica Race and Nationality Policy be affirmed and implemented, resolved that we urge the KPFK PNB members to support this reaffirmation and its immediate implementation. That was the motion we passed.
How does that relate to what's coming up at the national?
This is the policy that they're going to vote on, and we instructed our directors to support it.
And that's the only one being presented to the PMB?
Yes.
May I ask if there's any objection on the board for any of the directors? Is there any objection on the board again, you know, on this race and nationality point? Because if there isn't any objection, then the directors know what's expected of them. We can, I mean, it seems pretty cut and dry.
Well, we have not David on.
Okay, David.
Yeah, I was told that there is, and I didn't see it, but I was told that it calls for creating some paid positions. And the issue of subject to union agreement to choose a paid multicultural coordinator. And given the scarcity, it's in as soon as feasible. But it sort of projects that at some point, if the network got financially healthy, there would be a paid position for that. And I think that's the only thing that people might question, whether that should be a paid position. I don't consider myself an expert on this. Maybe Raphael, who worked on it, could talk about some of the key points, or others could. But I think that's one of the questions. It's like, are we really going to get to a point where we're going to spend money on that position?
I could nitpick the policy, but this board has passed a resolution. I don't know why we're discussing it.
In affidavit concerns, it is listed under goals for the future. We're not saying this position needs to be implemented immediately. And in fact, any local positions could be handled by local staff already on board. So at this point, we're not calling for a person to be hired. It is not requested as a special item at this time. It is, however, in here as a goal of Pacifica, and I think that is a valuable and worthwhile goal under the circumstances that we have, or that we at least look forward someday to having somebody address some of these race and diversity issues that are tearing our network up.
Done. I think I heard two people say we pass the motion so it's a done deal and the directors will just take it forward. And I don't think that's what happened at all. I think we're supposed if a committee passes, if we pass, do we as a board pass the motion?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, well, then what are we talking about?
I mean, we spent a lot of time.
Well, we got the 15 minutes and.
Does anyone have a problem? Move the agenda?
No. I have a concern about agreeing to a goal if we're never really going to do it. If you people want that.
Is it my turn?
No.
Yeah, I don't think, you know, the goal is not at all.
All right, Niall has the floor.
The goal is not at all specific. It's listed on number 4 on page 3, resources for staff diversity.
Number 8.
Well, it mentions it in 4, too. It's very general. It's not specific at all.